tropical cyclone Chapala has made landfall on the southern coast of Yemen. The storm could dump as much as 20 inches of rain in 2 days on a region that typically gets less than 4 inches in a year. And Yemen is not equipped to handle a natural disaster like this. It's one of the poorest countries in the Arab world, and it's in the midst of a civil war. Reuters reporter Noah Browning joins us from Dubai. He's been covering this story. Noah, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
So Yemen is also one of the driest countries in the world. Give us an idea of just how rare it is to see a storm like this hitting the country.
It's very rare. Compared to its drier neighbors on the Arabian Peninsula, Yemen is actually known to have kind of a notable rainy season. But encountering a storm like this, one with hurricane-force winds, is something that hasn't been recorded in Yemen for most people's lifetimes, for at least 50 years. So it's going to be very difficult to deal with something like this without the kind of infrastructure to carry these waters elsewhere.
And what does that mean? So what's happening on the ground there in Yemen? I imagine there's a lot of flooding.
There is. The storm first hit the island of Socotra, which is an exotic island in the Arabian Sea off the coast of the southeast of Yemen and the Horn of Africa at Somalia. It's an ecological treasure trove of some very rare plant species and also home to about 50,000 people who speak their own distinct language. The fact that they're so far away from Yemen means that they have almost no links to the mainland. They're very impoverished. And actually, three people died in the storm yesterday. Many thousands were forced to flee their homes, and the damage there is vast.
And all of this, of course, is happening in the midst of a civil war. You have one of these towns is controlled by Al-Qaeda. What does that mean? How does that figure into all of this, where the country is pretty much unprepared for a rescue mission?
The city where the storm made landfall this morning is called Al-Mukalla. It's got about 300,000 people. It's Yemen's fifth largest city, and owing to the civil war there, the army withdrew in April, and Al-Qaeda took over responsibilities for governing the place at that time. It's one of the only cities in the world that's controlled by the militant group. And weirdly enough, they've gone from their usual duties of knocking down Sufi shrines and enforcing Islamic law to doing a kind of makeshift civil defense campaign. Users from the group on Twitter have been posting photographs of their convoys going up and down the seafront, warning residents. But people in the city say that the group hasn't actually done much substantive to provide aid for thousands of stricken families who've been forced to leave their homes, and that actually there's no real kind of official organized response to what's a very, very rare and cataclysmic storm.
Right, because not only is it Al-Qaeda, which doesn't have a lot of experience governing, it also is a place that isn't used to this type of storm.
Exactly. This is in the east of Yemen, which is a very dry, sandy, mountainous area that has very few links to even the rest of the country, and that has none of the kind of infrastructure that would be able to channel these kind of torrential rains away.
So what is the infrastructure like there? What's happening with it?
I mean, besides Mukalla, which is a decently large port city, when you go into the inland there, it's mostly small villages clustered around palm oases that has very basic industries like harvesting date palms and minor agriculture. This region has been hit by floods of a much more minor scale about 6 years ago. But a lot of these places where homes are traditionally made of mud haven't even recovered from that event. So that with this many people fleeing their homes and this much material damage expected, and with the war going on, it's very difficult to see how people will be able to get their lives back on track anytime soon.
And if you look at a map and you're trying to find, you know, which powerful country might be able to help Yemen, obviously Saudi Arabia is not going to be one of those countries because Saudi Arabia is leading an airstrike campaign in Yemen. So what other countries or aid agencies are stepping in to help respond to this disaster?
Well, bizarrely, that part of Yemen, while lawless, finds itself vaguely on the same side of the conflict as Saudi Arabia and the rest of Yemen's Gulf neighbors. So despite that fact, it's very remote. It always has been. I think that there have been some kind of tokenistic pledges of aid delivery by the United Arab Emirates, at least. But I think given the fact that this country is at war, Given that these areas are controlled by militant and tribal groups, it will be a long time before any pledges are turned into real assistance.
So essentially, the people are on their own.
They are, and it's a very, very difficult situation for them, and one of the worst natural disasters anybody can remember.
Noah Browning is a reporter for Reuters. He's joining us from Dubai, where he's covering this cyclone that's hit Yemen now. Noah, thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.